This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are already at episode 7, just getting you set for the start of the 2022 fantasy football season. Thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship once again of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Easy online ordering for any location in the greater Tampa Bay area can be found at originalhooters.com. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford for their continual commitment to write $1,000 check to the winner of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. Rob Wright has won one of those checks. Tony Tega has won one of those checks. I actually have won one of those checks. It came at a good time, right around the time that I was trading in a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it for a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it. Yeah, that $1,000 came in handy. Look forward to Sean Sullivan playing once again in the podcast league this year, which we will call, by the way, the Federation. It's going to take a while for me to commit that to memory, but my personal league has always been the Fantasy Football Foundation, and I wanted to give an actual title to the podcast league, so we'll call that the Federation this year. A little confusing, but I wanted to actually name the podcast league, much like I named the personal league. All right, so thank you, Hooters, and thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you weren't with me the previous podcast, I apologize if I sound a little less than 100%. Did some running around Central Florida theme parks to ride some rides using my season passes the last few days, and got caught in a major thunderstorm leaving Epcot. Kind of no choice, you know, one of those where I would normally take shelter, but considering where I was and what was going on, there really wasn't any choice. You just had to go, had to make the best of it, had to make your way through it, and it has took its toll on me, so I apologize for that in advance. Right.todd@yahoo.com is the email until further notice for this podcast, as well as the Todd Wright Toddcast. We spent the first podcast of this week talking about what I mean, as I will always reference my 21st century modernized standard scoring settings. And I touched on a lot of the reasons why I call those 21st century modernized standard, and how it reflects the game we watch on television, and it updates what we knew that worked for fantasy football maybe in the 90s, but we're now in the 2020s. And some things need to change. I made some of these changes 10 years ago. Some were in the years that followed. I'm always evaluating and looking at other options. Yesterday was the first time, excuse me, on this podcast, I talked about how, in very simple terms, the mandatory tight end starting position in fantasy football doesn't work anymore. It doesn't. There aren't enough of them in the NFL to fill rosters. You are going to waste way too much time throughout the season with bye weeks and injuries and lack of production, asking yourself and asking people like me, and I will not answer your questions on what to do at the tight end position. If you simply use the wide receiver slash tight end flex option, if you have Kelce, you can play him. If you have Andrews, you can play him. If you have Kittle, you can play him. If you have Ertz, you can play him. If you don't have any of those guys, you can simply start a third wide receiver and get on with your life. There aren't enough tight ends to go around to be starters in fantasy football leagues. Eliminate the mandatory tight end. It's a big deal with me. All the facts are on my side. Get with it. Last year, actually going back to 2020 and the numbers, I know some leagues have eliminated the kicker. Well, actually, there are plenty of productive kickers as it relates to tight ends. There are more of them, and that's using my modernized kicker scoring settings, which I'm about to tell you about. That kickers are easier to find and will produce for you more, even with my scoring settings, than throwing darts at tight ends below the surface of the top 3, 4, or 5. Darren Waller might be in there too. So let's talk about what I do with the kicker position. And I did this about 5 or so years ago. I didn't think it was right to have a kicker produce 20 plus points in a week of fantasy. It just seemed too much. A quarterback doing that, fine. A running back, fine. A wide receiver, fine. A legitimate tight end, fine. A kicker, no. 20 plus points, and in some cases it was a team's highest scoring player. It just seemed wrong. That said, kickers are a necessary evil of the game we watch. So I didn't want to eliminate them. There are plenty of them to go around. So I took a look at it and said, how can I minimize the overall impact that a kicker has on a week of fantasy, but still make them percentage-wise a proper part of a fantasy lineup on a week-to-week basis? And it just hit me. Let's make what we see in kickers on the field translate to what it means fantasy-wise. Every field goal I felt should be worth 3 points. It doesn't matter in the NFL how long the field goal is. If a field goal is made, it's worth 3. I thought in fantasy football, that should be the case as well. 28-yard field goal, 3. 36-yard field goal, 3. 45-yard field goal, 3. 50-yard field goal, 3. 57-yard field goal, 3. Justin Tucker, 66, 3. Now, some don't agree with this, but in the actual game of football, length does not determine the points. It doesn't. So I don't think there should be a bonus there. It's 3 points. And in some cases, maybe that 3 wins or loses you the game, just like a normal NFL game or any football game. That's what the kicker does. But it should be 3. Then I instituted, all right, we've got to do something for the threshold of 40 yards and up. Understanding I've taken away the bonus points to make every field goal worth 3. So let's implement a penalty if our field goal kicker misses from 39 and in. Anything longer is not a penalty if you miss. So that's what you get back. If a guy misses from 44, there's no penalty. If he misses from 55, there's no penalty. There shouldn't be. But if he misses from 37, yeah. You not only didn't get the 3 from him making the field goal, you lose 1. I have considered making this a negative 3, but if a field goal kicker has an awful game, you could have a double-digit negative performance, and I don't think any of us want that, right? Because you're not going to have that with a quarterback. Even if he throws a couple of pick sixes, he's going to have other yardage. He's going to throw a run for a touchdown. It doesn't seem right to have a position where you can go deep into negative numbers. Now, I know there's a setting you can click to eliminate that entirely from your league. But as far as negative points, I don't want big negative points from any one particular player. So you're already going to be upset if your guy misses from 36 because you didn't get the three. So now we're going to hammer you with a minus one, and that's the penalty. And we're going to do the same thing if he misses the extra point, which that is one thing the NFL did however many years ago now. It's actually worked. The extra point is no longer a given or a waste of time. A lot of extra points are missed. Missed extra points cost kickers jobs. That's why Zuerlein is no longer kicking for the Dallas Cowboys. So extra points, one for a made extra point, minus one for a missed extra point. So the total impact is two when you look at it from if he makes it, you get one. If he misses it, you lose one. It has worked very well for my leagues. Now, yes, there are occasions where you get an owner and a kicker makes a very, very long field goal and he comes back to me and says, yeah, I still think that should be worth more. Well, it's not in the game in the NFL. It's not. Field goal kickers, it's very simple. You make an extra point, you get 1 point. You make a field goal, you get three. That's the game we follow. And to me, that's the way fantasy should be played. And that takes away a large impact for a kicker to run up a 20-plus point week, potentially be a team's best player, and win that week just because the kicker lined up 4 or 5 times from 40 yards and out. To me, that doesn't mean he has the best fantasy team. It actually may mean his fantasy team stinks, but he just has the right kicker. He's still going to make, you know, in that case, what, 4 field goals, maybe an extra point or two. He'll still make 14. But that's going to have a lot less impact than if you add it up and it's more like 19, 20, 21 or more. So consider that going forward. Adjusted kicker scoring. 3 points for every field goal. Minus one for any miss, 39 and shorter. Plus one for extra points made. Minus one for extra points missed. It's a very simple system. And to me, it translates to what you watch in the game itself. Field goals worth 3, extra points worth 1. And there's enough of a penalty there. If your kicker misses kicks that hurt his team on the field, they should hurt your fantasy team as well. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering from any Hooters restaurant in the greater Tampa Bay area. And, of course, from Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. We'll talk to you tomorrow.